With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
On the Louisville Cardinals Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, live from Mark's Feed Store, it's the Jeff Wall Show, brought to you by Commonwealth Credit Union, official credit union of the University of Louisville, State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. Kroger, fresh food, low prices. LG&E, our energies go to serving you. Cannon Solutions America, managed services partner of the University of Louisville. PNC, make today the day. Also by Mark's Feed Store, friendly folks serving famous barbecue for over 30 years in Kentuckiana. Now, live from Mark's Feed Store, here's the voice of Louisville Cardinals women's basketball, Nick Curran.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome in to another edition of the Jeff Wall Show. Show number two of the season back here at Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek. Thanks so much for being with us. Another great crowd. We moved to the bigger area here, and it is filled up. So a great night here, and glad everybody can make it out. Glad you could tune in as well on 93.9 The Ville. The head coach of the Cards, of course, is Jeff Walls. And, Coach, last time we talked on the show, only a game in, four more since then, and a perfect 5-0 in the first five home games of the season.
That's the way you like it. You know, started off well, and we've seen a lot of progress, a lot of growth, and that's one thing that we were really looking forward to and hopefully seeing over the past 2 weeks, and we've made some. So now it's just a matter of continuing to get better. We have a lot of room for improvement, but it is nice to see individual players starting to play better, and in turn, we play better.
If you want to get in and ask a question to Coach Walls, you can give us a call, 502-815-0939. That's the phone number, 8150-939. Or you can tweet questions as well using the hashtag WallsShow on Twitter. We'll get to those. We have a bunch from the folks here at Mark's, as usual, and a lot to talk about some of the games that have happened since we were last here. Debbie kicks off the questions and says, Boise State was hard to defend. Asked if the team ever got where you wanted them playing on defense by the end of the game yesterday.
Well, you know, we started off the game well. They're a really good basketball team. And then, you know, we got ourselves a pretty comfortable lead, and then I kind of had some lineups in the game that normally wouldn't be out there together in a close game, but you're trying to give players more playing time and give them the opportunity to go out there and show what they can do. So I actually put a few groups on the floor that I didn't actually set them up for success on the defensive end of the floor, but was really more wanting to see what could they do at the offensive end. So part of that's on me. You know, if it's a 6-8 point game, we would have continued to double the ball screen and then continued to rotate over. We would have changed some things up. But it's good to have some film. It's good to be able to sit down and show your kids, hey, you can't let someone go where they want. You've got to knock them down. You've got to be physical. The reason the pick and roll worked so well for them because we let them go wherever they wanted to go. So now, you know, we've sat down. Every player came in on their own today because it's the day off and watched film. You know, they wanted to come in. So they come in. We give them their iPads. Download the game on that, and they take the time and watch it themselves. So, you know, we're making progress when players are interested in getting better on their own.
And how much you mentioned kind of the tinkering with lineups and seeing what's working? How much has that been the first five games? How much of that have you had to do in the first five?
Well, I mean, you know, I inserted Kylie into the lineup. Liz is now going to come off the bench for a little bit, but you know, the first game, Liz played great, and Kylie couldn't have thrown the ball in the Ohio if she was going across the walking bridge. You know, and then all of a sudden you just, you know, then Liz started to struggle since. Then we inserted Kylie. She's played well. You know, the one thing I can say, it's great to be at practice every day, you know, because I actually get to see what they're doing. You know, and, you know, there are times some of them go out there. Liz, you know, I thought she played well in the Boise State game, so I was excited for her in that. Liz definitely had outplayed every post the first month of practice, you know, so she had earned that right. But now that she's been out there, I think, you know, now coming off the bench might suit her better.
Good to see as things kind of fall into place as the season progresses. Marty asks, can you explain your thoughts on using the press yesterday?
Well, we didn't really use it much during the game yesterday. Part of the problem was, and I've got to give Boise State a lot of credit, they got the ball out of the basket faster than any team that we've played. We actually tried to press them. When 23 went out of the game, we tried to do a little bit of our 1-2-2 three-quarter court press, but we couldn't even get into it because they got the ball out of the net so fast. They didn't just have one designated player take the ball out. The closest person to the ball would get it out and go. We weren't going to press when 23 was in the game because we tried it last year at their place, and she picked us apart and really made us look bad because she has such great court vision. I think you all saw that last night. You know, she had 14 assists. She was one assist off of a school record. So you have to pick your poison as a coach and know, let's see if we can't try to contain her in the half court instead of allowing her to get going in the full court.
And that's you've talked about that program, and I've got to know Gordy Presnell, their head coach, very well. They came in for the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago, and that kind of led to this series, right? The last year there and this year here.
Yeah, it sure did. They do a great job. It's a program that's definitely going to compete to win that league every year. It's a team that is going to get into postseason play. If they win their conference tournament, they're in the NCAA tournament. If not, they'll be in the NIT. But it's a really good game for us to play. You know, as Gordy's told me and Central Michigan's coach, it's hard for them to find BCS schools that are willing to play home and home. Schools will buy them out and have them come in for a home game, but not many are willing to go there and play. So, you know, I think that's one thing we try to do within our program is challenge our own kids and go on the road and play at some of these schools where they have great tradition and great programs.
Janie asks, it's early, but are there any combinations you've seen that work well together on the floor or maybe ones that don't?
No, I think they're all doing some nice things right now. I thought in yesterday's game, it's the first time our two of our post players playing together actually played well. You know, and it helps when you finish around the basket. You know, we had some nice post-entry passing to each other, so it allows us to go big. We've got to get Kylie to knock down a few perimeter shots now, and if she can do that, it's really going to stretch some things out. But overall, it's you know, everybody's been doing a nice job. It's my responsibility to make sure I try to put them out there as much as I can in order to have success.
Absolutely. As we progress into this week, obviously the Cards headed to the Virgin Islands for the Paradise Jam. First two games, Thursday against UT Arlington, Friday against Oklahoma State. Kevin asks, what do you know about UT Arlington and Oklahoma State coming up this week?
UT Arlington just coming off a really nice win at Kansas State, a team that actually played here last year in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Kansas State returned a lot of their players from a team that performed well last year. Arlington goes in there and wins. They've got nice post players. You know, I'd say a little similar to Boise State in how they like to play, but they have a few more traditional post players. So it's going to be a game that we have to show up to play because they are very good. And, again, it's a great game for them. It's a game where if they can come out and figure out a way to knock us off, now all of a sudden you get a little bit of reprieve if you don't win your conference tournament. You know, and that's why a lot of these mid-majors will play in events like this to get a chance to play a BCS school on a neutral site.
And they'll get a few chances coming up this week. They're making the rounds, of course, against the Cards and Oklahoma State and Oregon. The second all-time meeting between the Cards and UT Arlington, the first was back in 1998. If you were here for trivia earlier, you know that. Julie, with the question, has a player stepped into a leadership role helping the new players acclimate, or is it kind of a group effort?
Well, I think it's a group effort. It's not necessarily one player. On the floor right now, I think, you know, it's not hard to see that Jazz and Dana have really kind of stepped up in what their responsibilities are going to be. I thought Dana really, really played well in yesterday's game. It's not the point she scored. It's the passing. She played 40 minutes against Central Michigan and had one assist. And as a point guard, that's just not acceptable. And I challenged her on that. She came out and had eight in our game yesterday, and that's what we have to have from her. She's got to be able to see when people are open because she does such a great job of attacking the basket, drawing two defenders, and I've kind of explained to her when she can make those passes consistently, then all of a sudden she won't have to worry about a double team because everybody's going to have to know and respect the fact that she has good court vision.
And she was able to get 8 assists while not sacrificing any scoring, was efficient in scoring 20 points,
yes,
too.
Yes, she sure was, and that's what she's got to continue to do for us.
Good win for the Cards yesterday over Boise State. Getting ready for the Paradise Jam, 3 games in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, coming up this week in the Virgin Islands. We'll take our first break. 81-50-93-9 is the phone number, 81-50-939. Questions using the hashtag WallShow. Before we do, a reminder, the next radio show, the next Jeff Wall Show, will be Wednesday, December 11th back here at Mark's Feed Store in Ferd Creek. No reservations. Seating's first come, first serve. Starting a little before 6, the Jeff Walls Radio Show brought to you by Mark's Feed Store. Friendly folks serving famous barbecue for over 30 years in Kentucky. We'll take a break. It is the Jeff Walls Show here from Learfield IMG College on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back to the Jeff Walls Show here from Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek. 81-50-93-9, the phone number, hashtag Walls Show on Twitter as well. If you have questions, you can weigh in that way. Mitchell Hannigan and Daryl Faust back in the studio keeping us up and running tonight. 81-50-939, we do have a caller. We'll get to that first. Dave, up first here on the Jeff Walls Show. Dave, you're on with Coach Walls.
Oh, thanks very much. Coach, I've been to all the games, and you're coming along. It started a little sketchy, but things are coming along. But I got the biggest kick out of it, two games ago, when Liz Dixon, who hadn't been able to make a layup, finally made one, and there was a timeout or something, and the whole bench and you ran out there and swarmed around her. And she took it, looked like she took it with good humor. And I don't think she's missed more than one or two since. So that was fun to see. Y'all must have had about an hour of layup drills at practice after that game.
Now, you know what? I'd actually told her and Norika, I told Liz if she made a layup, we're going to call a timeout and celebrate like we had won the Final Four. And I told Norika the same thing, and she actually made her 3 in that game too, but unfortunately it was under a minute in the game, and I wasn't going to call a timeout at that point in time. But, you know, both of them actually shoot the ball very well in practice. Liz finishes around the basket with her left and right hand in traffic. You know, against the guys, she's looked really good. Norika shoots the ball. You know, it's just sometimes you just got to get going. You just got to get things going during a game. I mean, we don't have 8,000 people at practice. You know, so sometimes nerves become a part of it too. And then, you know, I like to say you get the old alligator arms where, you know, you can't extend them all the way. You get stuck because you're trying to aim it instead of shoot it. But, you know, when she made that, then I think she made one after that, and now I think she went 2 for 2 or 2 for 3 from the field in yesterday's game, made a really nice up-and-under move, then a nice little hook shot with her left hand. So she's going to continue to get better. I mean, Liz shot 50% from the field last year at Georgia Tech playing against ACC opponents. So I'm not concerned about her. And I thought Norika, she's had several that have gone in and out, even in her transition with a few really nice moves. A few of her 3s have gone in and out. But it's just going to take a little bit of time. You know, Norika's one of our – it's Dana, Mikasa, and Norika are our 3 best on-ball defenders that we have just because she's so fundamentally sound. And then her ability to pass the basketball as she continues to get adjusted to how things are done here, kind of how we play, it won't surprise me if she's second on our team in assist once the year's finished.
And 6 of those yesterday. Dave, appreciate the call. 81-50-93-9, the phone number. If you want to weigh in on the phone, 81-50-939. We do have another caller, Darren, next up here on the Jeff Walls Show. Darren, you're on with Coach Walls.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Coach Walsh. Black and red till I'm dead. Better than Ole Lake, guys.
Yes, sir, Darren.
Hey, listen, Coach. I've thoroughly enjoyed your team so far. I like how we're slowly coming together and how you're incorporating the freshmen and all that stuff. You're doing a terrific job. I have 2 questions for you tonight. Other than the regular season, my favorite season is the recruiting season. But 2 questions I have for you is, could you just quickly, because of my eyes, I can't read anything online, so it would be greatly appreciated if you give a breakdown of the kids that you signed in the early class. And the second question I have for you, Coach, is I can't think of her first name, but the jock kid, I was just wondering, in your opinion, is she still mentally battling the knee injury she suffered last year? And I just wanted to get your input on that. And I'll hang up and listen. I love you guys. Continued success, Coach Foss, and thank you so much for everything you do for the University of Louisville. And as always, go Cards.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that call. I'll start with Yassine. Yassine, I think she feels fine. You know, she played in that Afro Cup back in August, and I think that's where she kind of got her legs underneath of her and started to, you know, believe that she was fine, she was strong to go. You know, she shot the ball really well this past week in practice. Defensively, she's doing some great things for us. She's getting a ton of deflection. She's rebounding the ball well. It's just not going in right now. You know, and that's one thing that I'm going to talk about with her on the trip here is, you know, you don't have to score to be successful. You don't have to score and able to do a lot of good things for us while you're out there. So I'm going to try to get her not pressed so much. You know, rebound the ball, defend, rebound, and then when the shot's open, step up with confidence and knock it down. So I expect her to bounce back. And then our recruits, you know, Marissa Russell was the first one that committed to us a while back out of Canada, 6'1", wing player, can play the 3-4, played on their under-19 national team this past summer over in Bangkok that we played against. She's a competitor, a high motor, passes the ball extremely well, can score around the basket. Has actually been shooting the ball from the three-point line well for her high school team right now. So she'll come in with a lot of international experience. Olivia Cochran out of Columbus, Georgia. You know, I'd compare her to someone like Maisha Hines-Allen, Sam Furing, strong, maybe 6'1", not a traditional five player by no means, but can step out and knock the three down, rebounds the ball, pursues it. High motor, really tough. So she'll come in, especially with the loss of Kylie and Bianca to graduation next year. She'll fill a void for us and a need. And she also has international experience, a 3x3 gold medalist this past summer. And then Alana Smith is down at Gulf Coast Community College. She's considered one of the top three or four JUCO players in the country. She had originally played with UCLA last year. She was a top 30 player in her class two years ago. Can score the basketball, can defend, can guard on the ball. So with the loss of Jazz and Yassine, she brings us a little athleticism to the lineup also. And then our last one to sign with is Haley Van Lith on Saturday of last week. A big-time player, you know, top five player in the country, can score the basketball from all three phases, can get to the rim, pull up jump shot, shoots a three. Just her work ethic is outstanding. It's one that I've just been really impressed with. She loves the game. She's in there every night with her dad, getting shots up. She's actually been invited down. She's worked out with Kobe three or four times down in L.A., so some great experiences for her. So really excited about our, you know, incoming class. And then you've got Nia Green, Romani Parker, who are redshirting along with Kiana Smith. So, you know, we're really excited about our future, especially with the youth that we currently have out there playing right now.
Absolutely. The future is certainly bright and a big-time recruiting class. So we have a question from, and appreciate Darren, always great hearing from him, 815-0939, the phone number. We do have a question on Twitter, hashtag WallsShow, if you'd like to ask a question on Twitter. Rebecca chiming in says she's listening in on her 30th birthday. So she's enjoyed being a season ticket holder for the last 6 years. Says she wants to personally thank you for the hard work you've been doing with this program and a great recruiting class coming in next year.
Happy birthday. I appreciate the fact that she's spending her birthday listening to you.
Well, listening to you.
Isn't she blessed?
Listening to you. She's... If she were listening to me only, that would be a not very good life. Chuck here from the audience in Mark says, saw you talking to Brianna Jackson after the game the other day. How's she doing?
She's doing great. She is down there in Brazil playing. You know, she's been down there. She's won two championships, I believe. says she's really saving up her money. She's working on a clothing line. Rose Golden is what the brand would be called. She's always been big into that, and I'm really proud of her. You know, it's, you know, she had her ups and downs while she was here. She had her ups and downs with me, you know, and but it's neat when they come back, because if she didn't really appreciate what we tried to do for her and what we did for her, she wouldn't come back. So we had a great conversation. She says she will be back up for some ball games and looking forward to it. And I told her she's always welcome to come back anytime.
Good to see PJ at the game a couple of weeks ago. 81-50-93-9, the phone number, 815-0939. Hashtag Walls Show on Twitter with a question. Be the hit of your holiday party and serve Mark's Feed Store Famous Barbecue. Whether you're planning a corporate event or a family gathering, you'll find everything you need on their catering menu. And if you need a venue, check out the party rooms. Big or small, our place or yours, let Mark's do the work. You enjoy the fun. Call today, 502-244-6275, 502-244-6275, or visit them online at marksfeedstore.com. Mark's Feed Store, friendly folks serving Famous Barbecue for over 30 years in Kentuckiana. We are at the Fern Creek location of Mark's Feed Store. We'll take a break. We'll come back with plenty more. It is the Jeff Walls Show from Learfield IMG College here on 93.9 The Ville. We roll along on the Jeff Walls Show here at Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek. Hopefully you can stop by again the next show Wednesday, December 11th. Hope to see you here. You can weigh in with questions. 81-50-93-9, the phone number, 502-815-0939. You can also tweet your question using the hashtag Walls Show. Elaine, here in the audience.
Before we get to Elaine's questions, let's talk about Sam Williams.
Let's talk about Sam Williams.
Sam Williams with another huge overtime win at Mercer. 3-2 right now. A team that did not win one NCAA Division I game all last year. Eastern Kentucky won two games last year. I think they were both NAIA games.
Yep.
And now she's already won three Division I games, just two of them on the road. You know, I personally, and I can't confirm this, but I would willing to bet they were both probably guarantee games. You know, it's like when a football team goes up and gets paid $900,000 and wins on the road, that, you know, it might not have been $900,000, but I'm sure they got paid a little something, our hotel rooms taken care of. So, you know, Sam wasn't supposed to win those ball games. And just really proud of what she's done and her staff. Just absolutely, I couldn't be more excited for her.
Congratulations to the Colonels.
Yes.
And to Sam Williams. Now to Elaine's question. And I think we talked about this off the air, but what activities outside of basketball do you have planned this weekend?
Well,
about the team, but
you know, the team would do a catamaran, and then our hotel is downtown where all the cruise ships come in, so maybe a few of them might go for a cruise as long as they're back for the game. Be a stowaway.
Hey.
You walk around, you try to take in the sights. We play at 1 o'clock the first 2 days, and I think 3:15 on Saturday, so we'll get the opportunity to hopefully kind of get a chance to take in the culture and the local flavor and all that good stuff.
Looking forward to it. Debbie asks, do we have a UConn on the schedule in future years?
Yeah, we are actually playing them next year in at the Barclay Center up in New York. It's a classic, Never Forget, I think, is the name of it. A 9/11 tribute game, and we'll be playing them up there. Yep, sure will.
It'll be a very fun venue for that as well.
Yes. It'll be great.
Joe asks, Norika Kono seems to be finding her own and taking more shots, more of a statement. But
yeah, I mean, she's doing great. She's actually rebounding the ball well at the offensive end. Like I said, she's just a really good player. I mean, I don't put you out there if you're not good.
It's a good strategy for you.
It's called job security. And she's really, you know, she's getting adjusted to the flow of the game and how we play over here. We don't play our tempo's not as fast as they play in Japan. So it's kind of a little bit slower. They don't have traditional, like, per se, post players. You know, they just don't have a lot of 6'4", 6'5". So they're more five guard. If there is a post player, they're sprinting up and down the floor. So it's actually a little bit slower than what she's used to, and she's getting adjusted to that. But I'm really pleased at what she's doing.
And staying on topic of Narika, Ray says, asking about how difficult or not has it been to coach a player that speaks a different language, speaks Japanese.
As I've told everybody, it's great. She doesn't have a clue what I'm saying, and I don't know what she's saying. I mean, it's a perfect relationship between a man and a woman. You know? Now, she, you know what? We actually laughed about it the other day. Screen in English is screen in Japanese. Switch is switch. Shoot is shoot. You know, so basketball is basketball. Basketball is a universal language. So it has not been hard at all. Her work ethic's outstanding, both in the classroom and on the court. I'm just really impressed with how well she's adapted and what she's been able to do both academically and athletically.
Yeah, just
and her teammates have been wonderful to her. Absolutely wonderful.
Just so much of a culture change. You pick up and come from Japan here. There's just so much that you don't even think about that goes into that.
Yes, without a doubt.
Ian, and you mentioned Sam Williams earlier. This kind of goes along with that. When you hired your original staff and then any replacements from folks moving on, what skills or personality traits do you look for?
Recruiting. Recruiting is number one. You have to be able to recruit. Everybody wants to coach. You know, but I always say, bad players make bad coaches. Good players make good coaches. And then if you got good players and you have any idea what you're doing, then you can have really good teams. So our first thing that we look for in everybody that we hire is their ability to recruit. And then, of course, we want them to be able to contribute to what we're doing basketball-wise. Everybody can bring in some ideas, and we're willing to change some things up. But, you know, what we've done here is worked. But are we always looking to get better? Of course we are. But our number one thing is recruiting.
And you've talked a lot about the continuity in your staff. You've had Stephanie Norman here your entire time. AJ's been here the entire time. And Coach Purcell's been around a while now, too. And really, a lot of continuity. I know Coach Williams moving on to become the head coach at EKU. Yeah. But it's been a pretty stable staff.
No, it has. I mean, I'm very fortunate. They're wonderful people. And, you know, it is when you manage things, it's kind of like the group I play my tennis with. We finally have a new commissioner in charge, and hopefully that new commissioner is going to be able to get our coach to be able to evaluate talent. My partner and I, Dave Kaltus, who's here today, there's no way we should be playing court five. It's an embarrassment. I mean, we are undefeated, but of course our coach is so stubborn. He can't see talent when it's right in front of him. And unfortunately, I keep printing out my record and giving it to him. The only losses I've had is when I played with a few deadbeats. Roger Dahl being one of them. He plays court one for us, and I'm telling you, John McEnroe couldn't come back and win with him. It's impossible. I'm throwing it out there.
He's saying you cannot be serious right now.
Oh no, I hope he's hearing it too. Yep.
Denny says Norika is great. Kind of sneaky passing ability in his measure, ability down low. Have you put any special emphasis on her ability to kind of pass in the interior?
No, she's very good at interior passing. And that's one thing. Like I said, because of their style of play in Japan, they attack the basket, they drive it, they push it, and then because they don't have the traditional 6'5" where they're just throwing it into, their post players will what we call a fish hook into the middle, so she can drop that little drop pass to them. The pass they don't throw a lot of, which we do, is the lob up over the top because they don't have a Kylie Shook. You know, their post player is 6'1", 6'2", so they are throwing more interior bounce passes. So, yeah, it's been great. I mean, I'm really excited for her, excited for our entire program. And I've said it twice, but her teammates, I truly believe, are what's made her adjustment as easy as it's been.
It's a great group. Joe noticed that Molly Lockhart was out of the boot yesterday and wants to know when she's going to be able to get on the floor.
Hopefully she'll be able to start doing some running on the floor and might be able to get into some shoot-arounds and things like that in the next week. I'd like to hopefully see her, if possible, to be back for our Northern Kentucky game. and then there's a week off before we play Kentucky, and then it's UT Martin to finish. But Molly, you know, I feel terrible for her because, you know, she found out the day of our first game that she's got the stress reaction. She'd been practicing really well, looking good. But I've got to give a lot of credit to our trainer and our strength staff, because these kids have been working their tails off while they've been out. Even though they're not able to run up and down the floor, they're on the arm bikes. They're continuing to do their conditioning. So when they get back, it's not going to be a big drop, and they'll be prepared to play.
Katie Jones, strength and conditioning. Caressa Ackles,
yes,
the trainer, doing a great job with them. Paula was asking about Molly as well. Pam asked, we mentioned this earlier off the air, but you saw that Jazz was the hit of the volleyball game Friday night. Pam says, what a great student athlete. We're going to miss her spunk and her energy. What a great person.
There's no question about it. Jazz brings the juice for us. She's got the energy. She's the one out there talking. And you have to have someone like that. And hopefully, you know, some of these younger players will see what Jazz brings to us, and then you'll see one of them develop into that.
Joe asks, why so many different colored shoes on the floor?
You know what? There's different styles. You've got the Hardens. You've got the Donovan Mitchell shoes. And I really, as long as it's an Adidas shoe, I don't make every kid wear the same shoe, because every shoe doesn't fit a kid the same way. So whatever they like to play in, that's what we're going to wear. Now, we did have one player that wanted to come out in one color on one foot, another color on another, and I put a squash to that. We aren't doing that.
That's where the line is.
I'll draw the line on that one, yes.
All right. Nancy is asking about your coaching demeanor. Not sure why you get upset with a 30-point lead, and I thought you were going to have a cardiac arrest. She was just wondering why.
Well, it's not. I don't worry about the lead. See, the problem is when you allow players to start having bad habits when you're up 30, they're going to do the same thing when it's a 2-point game, and then you're going to be mad at me, and you're going to be upset that we don't box out, and then I'm going to bring this back up and go, well, the reason that didn't happen because I let them get away with it when we were up 30. You know, that's one thing I've always admired about UConn is, you know, if you watch their program as they've gone, and we've tried to mirror what they do in some ways, is they play the same way if they're up 5 or if they're up 35. And that's why they beat people by 80, because they don't ever back off. You know, we stopped pressing Chattanooga full court, but we still defended in the half court. And that's what you have to do. If you want to be great, you've got to teach kids how to play for 40 minutes without trying to run up a score. I'm not trying to run up a score. You know, at the offensive end, I'll make them execute and run a play all the way through and then see if we can score on the backside instead of off the first pass. But you still want them to do what's right. So, yeah, I'm that's one thing. I'm going to hold them accountable if it's a 2-point game or a 30-point game.
There's your answer.
And my blood pressure was 102 over 60 the other day, people, so I'm good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
on
you.
That.
Yeah. I'm fine. Believe me, as soon as I walk out of that gym, this doesn't stay with me. We just watched Frozen today.
Yeah. How was it?
Frozen 2. It was great. It's just where I came from. Wonderful movie.
Good.
Yes.
Has a 2 thumbs up from Jeff Walls.
Without a doubt. Lucy said it was a 1 out of 10 because she was crying at times.
Oh.
But then it ended so good, she gave it an 11 out of 10.
There you go.
Yes.
It bounced back very
it
nicely.
It sure did. Bounced back.
That's good. 8150-939, the phone number, 8150939. Hashtag Walls Show on Twitter if you have questions. We will take a break. Our final break, we'll come back with the final segment of the Jeff Walls Show here from Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek next from Learfield IMG College on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back to the Jeff Walls Show here from Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek, our final segment of the show. Reminder, the next show, Wednesday, December 11th, 7 to 8 here. Seating starts at about 6. Hope to see you here. Trivia before as well. It is fantastic. The Coach Walls Radio Show brought to you by Mark's Feed Store. Friendly folks serving famous barbecue for over 30 years in Kentuckiana. 8150-939. It's 502-815-0939. Still time to get your phone call in. You can also tweet us questions using the hashtag Walls Show. And a question from Twitter Ken asks, which player or players in your mind have made the biggest leap from summer individual workouts to now?
I think Dana and Jazz, probably they're too obvious, of just taking on a lot more responsibility. With the loss of Asia, Sam, and AC, it was going to be who's going to be our scorers, who's going to be the ones to step up and put the ball in the basket. Those two have done a great job. I thought Kylie in last night's game, on Sunday's game, was as aggressive as I've seen her play and finish with contact, and I'm excited about that. Bianca had been playing has been playing well, so I think everybody's gotten better. Now it's a matter of us putting it all together, and hopefully come January and February, you really see us starting to play well as a team.
Karen here at Mark's Feed Store wants to know who does the home scheduling.
I do all the scheduling.
That's you.
I do all the scheduling. I sure do. Yep. See, we were on the road for the first six games of last year, so all those teams came back. I was anticipating our ACC Big Ten Challenge to be a home game. So that's kind of what I had been led on to believe. So we would have, could have, should have been playing when we come back from this stretch, playing a home game on that Thursday. And then it was at Northern, at Kentucky, which we can drive to if we want to come up. And then we finished with UT Martin. So it wasn't, if I had gotten that accomplished like I thought was going to happen, it wouldn't have been where we only have one game December 29th at home.
Sure. Marty says he's a U of L alum, how do you plan to beat a full court press?
Well, I mean, we pass the ball, dribble it. We work on press break all the time, and actually we haven't had a bunch of them that have actually tried to press us. We've had more teams try to play zone. I mean, Sunday's game is the first time we've had a team play man-to-man for more than six possessions. Everybody's been playing a zone.
Yeah, seen a lot of that.
I've seen a lot of zone. Yep.
These next two are very related. Tom asks, who is the layup coach? And Mitch says, is Coach Purcell the layup coach? He said, we appear to improve on those this Sunday.
You know what? We just sat there and really went back to a lot of fundamentals, some mic and drill, two ball mic and drill. The thing about it, guys, if you come to practice, they're making them in practice. So it's not like you're sitting there and they're missing them all in practice too. Because believe me, if they missed them all in practice, I wouldn't get as upset as I do. I'd be like, well, I see it all the time. What the heck? You know, but that's why I get upset, because they make them in practice. So it's nothing. It's just about them getting some confidence and seeing one go in and then kind of building on that.
And Liz, I think – perfect example of that. Got one to go, and then yesterday was 6 for 7.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Rocky says, I understand the PGA Champions Tour has adopted your unique talent of hitting 7 woods 125 yards as a go-to shot.
That's, you know what, that's one of the things. I had the opportunity to play golf a couple times. Actually, my first time I played when I was here was with Coach Patino out at Valhalla. I'd never played out there in my life, and I'm like, what am I getting into? So you go out there and you've got your four caddy, you know, and they take you out. And I'm like, it's pretty impressive. And when we finished the round, the caddy came up to me and he goes, why do you have all these clubs? I go, well, that's what came when I bought them. You know, they all come. He goes, now you realize you only use 6 clubs that whole time, right? I go, which ones? He showed me which ones. I went home. I took the rest of them out of the bag, and they're still out of the bag. And my 7-iron is my go-to club anywhere from about 50 yards out to 125. There's nothing better than playing golf with somebody, and they go, hey, what club you use? And I go, don't ask. 7-iron.
You always talk about going back to what works in basketball.
That's exactly right. Stick with it. Yeah, I never say I'm going to be playing on the weekends for golf. No.
Well, it's a good move. Gus says, Coach, great start to the season. What have you learned? And you talked about this earlier. What have you learned to help your team from your tennis coach this summer? Said, I heard he's fantastic.
Well, see, that's false. I mean, obviously it's one of Ray's relatives that are in the crowd trying to make the poor guy feel good. I hope he's listening tonight. you know, we've been to the city championship 3 years in a row, and I'm undefeated. Court five's been a steady court. Unfortunately, I think if he knew how to put people in the lineup at right places, we could have at least had two of those.
It's all about the lineup, right?
You know, it's never coaching when I'm out there coaching, right. But when he's coaching, it's all coaching.
All coaching.
Yes, exactly right.
Very, very.
You know, hey, I'm like a parent. I'm just going to complain about the coaching. You know, that's what we do.
On the tennis court.
On the tennis court. No.
We got a few minutes left. You've talked a little bit about UT Arlington, obviously, coming up on Thursday. Oklahoma State, your opponent on Black Friday, a 1 o'clock game the day after Thanksgiving.
Oklahoma State just had a huge win against Rice. Rice took Texas A&M down to the wire. A&M wins on a last-second putback. A&M's top 10.
Yeah.
So it's Rice goes to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State beats him by 25. This is one of the best tournaments that I've seen in my 24 years or 25 years of coaching. You've got four teams ranked in the top eight, and then you've got a team ranked a 17th out of eight. So, I mean, it's some unbelievable basketball. I don't know if I've ever seen one in Thanksgiving. I mean, this truly is a Sweet 16, Elite Eight caliber of a tournament. So it's going to be great basketball. And then you know, after the first game, like, we're going down because UT Arlington is – I've got a ton of respect for them and their coach. We're prepping for them. There is no let's take a day off, let's prep for Oklahoma State, and then we'll prep one day for UT Arlington. We're prepping 2 days for Arlington. Play them on Thursday, and then you've got the afternoon to watch that game. And then obviously we're scouting. I think that's Coach Norman's scout. And then we'll have about an hour shoot around the morning before the game to go through what they're going to try and do. And then you go play Oklahoma State, and then you've got the same thing for Oregon, who's ranked number one in the country. So it's not your traditional NCAA tournament where you at least get a full day to prepare for your next game. So it should be a really, really exciting ball.
Yeah, and Louisville, of course, in the kind of the day flight with UT Arlington and Oklahoma State and Oregon, and you referenced the night sessions there as well. You've got Baylor, you've got South Carolina, you've got Indiana, and you've got Washington State that'll all be playing each other. It's going to be a ton of good basketball.
A great
coming
event.
Up
and then just want to again remind everybody, I think we're up to about 4,500 sold tickets for our national team game on February the 2nd on Super Bowl Sunday. I think Oregon has had the largest crowd at about 11,300 for that game. I'd love to be able to surpass that. I mean, you're sitting here and you're talking about Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, hopefully Angel McCautry. You're talking about players that are as good as Elena Deladon, hopefully. You're talking about the best of the best coming in here to play on our home court. You're not going to get that opportunity again. So, it's $10 a ticket. It's the pricing is fantastic. I looked at Oregon's prices. They were charging $17 a ticket. So we're very fortunate that our athletic department makes it to where it's an affordable a ticket to get. And I'd love to see if we can't get 13,000-14,000 in this place to show everybody. It's on ESPN. It's an ESPN game. So it'd be great to be able to show everybody what Louisville basketball and our fan base is all about.
February 2nd, 2 o'clock, make sure you get your tickets. Only $10, as Coach Walls mentioned. We have one more caller that wants to get in, a very special guest, I think. Raymond here on the Jeff Walls Show.
Coach Walls, great job. I've coached for many years, and you can even give me some advice. How do you handle overzealous parents who try to tell you how to coach their child? And I get a call last year, and this man's telling me that his little Jeffrey should be playing on a higher position and that I'm underutilizing his talent. And, my first inclination is to bench Jeffrey. But what do you think? How do you handle parents?
Well, Ray, the way I look at it is I understand sometimes you don't want to get those calls, but – then you look at the performance of that particular athlete. And if he's performing at the highest level of everyone else on your team, well, you might want to listen to the parent. I normally don't give that advice, but on this one, I might.
Hey, wow. One more thing. Wow. Down here in Nashville, one more thing. We followed Lauren, your wife's career, great basketball player at Vanderbilt. And it makes us feel that your kids have a 50% chance of being great athletes.
Raymond, buddy, I sure appreciate it. You are right. She was a way, way a better athlete and basketball player than I ever dreamed of being. But, buddy, I sure appreciate you. You're a heck of a man and an average coach.
Good night.
Good night, Ray.
He was listening.
He's great. It's a great group of guys that, you know, it's my one thing that I get a chance to go out there and compete in. And, you know, when you get to the point where you're not going to run up and down the floor and play a pickup basketball game, we absolutely have a blast out there on Thursday nights in the summer and playing. It's doubles, and it's a lot of fun. It's good to compete.
Yeah, it sounds very competitive. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Before we go, I want to mention this on the air too. The games this weekend, flowhoops.com, that's the website if you're wanting to tune in. It is a subscription service, but you can get on there and get 1 month, watch the three cards games if you want, and maybe some of the other action down there in the Virgin Islands. As we mentioned, there's going to be a lot of good basketball coming up over the next, the 3 days of the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and you can always kind of jettison that if you want afterwards. But flowhoops.com, flohoops.com is the place where you can stream all of those games coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. UT Arlington Thursday at 1 o'clock, Oklahoma State Friday at 1 o'clock, and then Oregon, the Ducks at 3:15 on Saturday. So that's the schedule coming up this week. Our next show, Wednesday, December 11th. Cards, of course, go to Columbus to take on Ohio State in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and then get back from the Virgin Islands, then to NKU that weekend. Hope everybody has a very happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. We have a giveaway to do as soon as we hop off here as well. So we will do that. So stick around if you're here at Mark's Feed Store. But everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us. It has been the Jeff Walls Show from Mark's Feed Store in Fern Creek here on 93.9 The Ville.
The Louisville Cardinals Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. The Jeff Walls Show has been brought to you by Commonwealth Credit Union, official credit union of the University of Louisville. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. Kroger. Fresh food, low prices. LG&E. Our energies go to serving you. Cannon Solutions America, managed services partner of the University of Louisville. PNC, make today the day. Also by Mark's Feed Store, friendly folks serving famous barbecue for over 30 years in Kentuckiana. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Louisville Cardinals Sports Network.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.